When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. What is this new fascination with goats? They've gone mainstream in the media thanks to the new craze called goat yoga, being touted as one of the top 10 most amazing things in the world. Really? Really. People pay to do yoga in a barn with goats. Some come from other countries, and the events sell out. It's sort of a massage by tiny hooves. Others are so enamored with the funny little farm animals that they have convinced themselves to have them as indoor pets. The overarching reason they've become such a sensation? Goats make people smile and relax. If they're not eating something they're not supposed to be. Now, I have not attended a goat yoga gathering. It's not on my bucket list because I have already experienced my own goat therapy. It happened back in high school when I was testing my tenacity as a goat tire. I could haul it down the arena at full tilt on my horse. I mastered the running dismount, hitting the ground with boots instead of bum. I learned the best technique for going to the stake and grazing the rope through a loose hand so as not to be tripped. I knew how to flank that furry little fellow with a firm but gentle thud, and how to pull up two hind legs and cross them snugly over one front to maintain control. But that's when it all fell apart. Although I had practiced time and again, rapping rapidly and throwing hands in the air to signal completion in the heat of the competition, I would get the giggles. The bleeding goat made me laugh. Just trust me on this. You cannot laugh and grit your teeth around the end of a leather thong or poly string at the same time. Without the taut string, rapping was hopeless. So I retired from goat tying early in the game, and I won my saddles in pole bending and breakaway calf roping instead. I tell you this because I think I can understand the mystical power these little critters can hold over us. These days, I get my goat giggle therapy by watching videos of them wearing little sweaters and climbing on pieces of arch tin. It sure beats wrestling with one or succumbing to the trend of taking one in as a house pet. As cute as they are, I wonder if the smell and the mess won't have some of those less experienced with farm animal companionship cringing instead of giggling, stressed more than relaxed, when they step in the stuff that helped a little goat find relief for himself. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.